got a friend in the breeze.
7:05 morning. Now, can you remember what it was like when you were a little person and you were really nervous when you started school? Well, Tauranga author Rachel Weston has decided to write a very cute book all about it, and it's being launched this weekend. So we thought we'd have a chat to her, find out what's inspired her to do it after the Communards and the Bee Gees on the Breeze.
This is 95.8 Tauranga's Breeze, so with Mark and Jolene. Morning, 7:13. Hey, Games Unplugged is on this afternoon at our place, the old board games, and I'm thinking dumplings and board games. Good fun.
Why not?
7:13.
Now, we found out that Tauranga author Rachel Weston has a new book coming out. It's called Hello, Kia Ora, Welcome, New Friend. It's a book for kids. It looks very cute, so we thought we'd get Rachel in and have a chat to her.
Morning, Rachel. What inspired you to write this new book?
With my children, really. My children going through their early education centres, and as a parent, how nervous you feel when you drop them off there, and what a difference it makes when early childhood has this culture of kindness in the centre.
Because you just worry, are they going to be on their own? Are they going to be the odd one out?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right.
So what do you think is the most important thing for little people to be aware of? And, you know, something that parents could pass on, obviously, and the kind of messages that you've got in your book, you know, to welcome other little people in.
I think that if they just remember what it was like for them being there on the first day, how you can be nervous and feel fear. This book is about the simple act of smiling shows kindness, and that helps break down people's nerves and feel welcome. And then it branches on from that, including them in play, etc.
Lovely. So obviously, say a three-year-old's not going to read this, but who is this book sort of targeted at to read to them?
Sure. It's really for parents and for teachers at our early learning services, so that they can read it to the children. The children will understand what it's like feeling nervous and new in any kind of new situation where they've come along to. And then they can take that on board and remember it's really simple. Just smile at someone, and that really is quite infectious, that that person will smile back to you and away you go.
Yeah, that's lovely. How does it feel for you? This is your second book in print. Like, we've got it right here holding it. How does that feel when you look at this book and you go, I wrote that book and it's been published and printed and it's on sale?
Yes, it's pretty amazing. But what's more amazing is the feedback, and that really is when they come back and say they love it, the teachers are loving it, that it's a great book to use in their centres, and the children are loving it, they're understanding it, and it develops a culture of connection, and that's what is really thrilling.
Hey, and Rachel, tell us about the book launch this weekend.
Yes, on Saturday the 22nd at the Tauranga City Library at 1 o'clock, we're doing the book launch, and bring your preschoolers along. We'll be reading out the book and dressing up and acting out the story, and we've got some really fun things, and Play-Doh and music. It's going to be great fun.
Oh, cool. If only we'd known earlier, Mark, you could have played the part of Miss Riggs, the teacher.
What's stopping me, eh? Well, I think I could do a good Miss Riggs there. Thank you very much. And there's still 2 days to go to the launch.
I'm sure I can locate a dress for you.
I'm sure you could. One from the Beretta Road Op Shop, yes. I'm sure. Hey, if you'd like to win a copy of this new book, thank you very much. Go to our Breeze Tauranga Facebook page and just comment on there, and we'll put you in the draw to win the book.
Yeah.
7:16, Shawn Mendes with Camilla Cabello next on The Breeze.